Live from the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce headquarters in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, and every third Monday of the month from 3 to 4, we have the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour, starring none other than Chairman of the Board, Gordon Parkman. Gordon, always nice seeing you.
David, thank you. It's always a pleasure being here.
It's always cool because you are not only a great chairman of the board for this great North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, you're a great consultant, and that's Achieve Results Consulting. We're going to talk a little bit about that, and everyone should have a consultant. There's no question.
Absolutely. I think it's a great idea.
If you're in business, you better have a consultant unless you are a consultant. But even if you are a consultant, it wouldn't be a bad idea to have another consultant.
Well, actually, one of my clients is a consultant.
Yeah, and it makes sense. Yeah. That does. And anyway, we have a very special guest today, Deborah Levinsky, owner of Bella Body Pilates. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. Glad to be here.
You are more than welcome. And, of course, we met actually first time at the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce lunch Tuesday, Moon Valley Country Club. By the way, Gordon, a great, great lunch.
Yes, it was. It was a great, well-attended.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. And it's such a great venue. And you have that. Is it same place every night?
No, we have it there the second Tuesday of the month.
Okay, cool. It's a great place, and later on we'll go over some chamber events coming up.
Yep.
But before, Deborah, we go into briefly what your before your personal story, let's go over what briefly your company does, very briefly, and then we'll go into more detail later.
I help people get through challenges, barriers to exercise. I've had them in my life. And most people that come to me have had some sort of surgery or injury, or they have an autoimmune disease or some challenge. They've just overcome cancer treatment, and they know they need to exercise. They feel very weak. They've been told that Pilates as an exercise system is very good for building their core. It's about what most people seem to know about it. And so I invite them to come in and analyze their posture alignment and help them feel better, get stronger, gain flexibility, and also build up their core.
So, you know, I am not positive what Pilates does, and I've heard it many times over the years, and I've heard it's good, but how would you describe Pilates?
Well, Pilates is an exercise system that was actually invented by a man in the early 1900s, Joseph H. Pilates. He was interned in a British prisoner of war camp during World War I. He was basically a boxer and a gymnast who found himself stranded in England at the beginning of World War I. So the British put him to work. He was a guy who was very much into the body and physical culture, which wasn't an in thing back then because people didn't need to exercise because they worked. They had, you know, worked in factories, worked in fields. They didn't need the luxury of going to exercise. So he was put to work in a prison hospital, and his little mission was doing rehab on patients who were sick. And so a lot of our equipment that we use is based on what he had at hand. He had hospital beds and springs and pulleys. So he devised a system first using the body weight and resistance of your own body to be done on the floor, on the mat. But then he saw that people needed a little more assistance or more challenges. So he started creating all of these pieces of equipment. And so he came to the U.S. after World War I, opened a little studio, and word got out among ballet dancers in New York City. They flocked to him, and then he started having word of mouth. You know how that's always the best way to get business. And so his studio built up, and he had these protégés. All of his protégés dispersed out in the U.S., people went out to the West Coast, then actors and actresses got into it, and before long it became a very elite type of exercise that only Hollywood celebrities and dancers did. There was...
And what year again was this?
Well, it really started about 1912, 1914.
Man, I had no idea, Gordon.
So
that's
he
amazing.
Passed away in the 70s. Never one of these guys, he was like Leonardo da Vinci, invented all this equipment, never saw a dime. you know, died pretty much penniless, and now it's a huge business. So, you know, it's like how those artists and musicians get famous after they die.
Yeah.
It's the same way. But the word of mouth is spread, and people that know that Pilates is very helpful, they're devoted. I'm devoted. So that's pretty much how it goes. It's not like yoga where everybody, there's a yoga studio in every corner and you have these big group classes.
Yoga and yogurt.
And yogurt. Both
you
good for
yoga
you.
And yeah. I like the yogurt.
Yeah, so that's the short answer.
So what's interesting to me, and Gordon, from a business perspective, is it sounds like Mr. Pilates did not do a trademark, a brand, or something. It sounds that way. Am I right? And he lost probably a fortune?
More than you know. So what ended up happening, the exercise system was called Contrology, and he wrote several books about it. It's a very, very interesting system, the way he figured all this out before we had x-rays and physical therapy and ways of really looking at the body. He could look at somebody's body and figure out a lot of things. But after he died, there were big fights, just like you have in estates. He didn't have kids. His wife carried on. His studio changed hands. And then there was a big trademark fight because this one man basically said that no one could use the name Pilates. And it ended up going to a high court in New York. A company called Balanced Body was sued, and they fought it successfully. And then the word Pilates was considered a generic term that anybody could use. So Balanced Body and all these other Pilates equipment companies, they made lots of money over this. The guy who lost, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah, it didn't. But, and then Joseph Pilates, not really a penny.
That's a shame.
That's so typical of most small business individuals who start up businesses. And so they never look at the intellectual property or how do they protect that.
Exactly.
I mean, to me, that is absolutely positively critical.
Critical.
Because you never know, obviously, you know, in the case of this individual, never knew that he should protect himself.
Right. And the first thing I did was I filed my Bella Body Pilates and Bella Body Bar with trademarks.
Yep.
And,
oh, you did?
And,
that's smart.
Yes, and got an LLC as well. So, yeah. But this is my third career. So I've learned a lot from my second career.
Well, most people learn sometimes the hard way, right?
Yes.
Right. From a business. I didn't want to have that happen.
You know, there was one other time, well, not one, but one that I know of, and it's near and dear to my heart, neuro-linguistic programming. Mm-hmm. And I think, Deborah, you said you knew about that too when we talked. And, you know, I do that. I'm a master practitioner. And when this was created by Richard Bandler and John Grinder, the one thing they forgot to do was really trademark it. And all of a sudden, all these splinter groups came up. And some were really good organizations, some weren't, but they never tried until years later, and he lost in court. Richard Bandler, he said, wait a minute, I created that, and by then it was too late. So there's a message out there behind the scenes, and that's why you need people like Gordon to say, hey, have you thought of this?
I think that the real issue is it's always better to take whatever steps to protect it. And to me, that's a key part of building value into your business, because that's a key part of the value of your business.
It truly is. And, you know, whether it ends up being a hit or not, it doesn't matter, because it's just good business. And that's where I think, Gordon, you would agree, you know, it's not malicious, it's not intentional, but business owners are sort of experts in what they do, but not in business. That's why you need some consultants, and it's absolutely critical. Why don't we take a quick break right now? And when we come back, we will go over your personal story, which I think is fascinating and really a great testimony why Pilates is the way to go. And I think this is going to be very, very exciting, and we'll be right back after these words. And welcome back again. You're listening to the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour every third Monday of the month from 3 to 4. And we, of course, have chairman of the board, and I don't mean Frank Sinatra, but he was referred to. Old blue eyes. Wait, what color eyes do you have?
Hazel. I'm old hazel eyes.
You have hazel eyes. That's very cool. Of course, Gordon Parkman, owner of Achieve Results Consulting, and you remember that, Frank Sinatra, chairman of the board.
Oh, yeah.
Ever see the Rat Pack in Las Vegas?
I've never, not real, but.
Yeah, they have a, you know.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I remember when the real Rat Pack was
Did
there.
You see the real Rat Pack?
No, but I wish I
cool
had.
Cool stuff.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite singer of all time, who is it? Let's see if you guess. He's part of the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
Sammy oh, Greg Davis knows. Jr.?
No, but Dean Martin. Just
Dean
love
Martin.
That guy. No question about it. And, of course, our special guest today is Deborah Levinsky, owner of Bella Body Pilates. And welcome again.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You're here for the second segment. You didn't run out.
No.
That was most interesting, though. I really enjoyed that.
Being tied to the chair is,
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I have the key.
Captive audience.
There's a standing ovation
okay,
that we were
right
looking
on
for.
There.
Now, we described Pilates a bit, and now let's go into your personal story, but don't worry for the audience that we'll get more detail about Pilates, because I'm still curious. I'm sure, Gordon, you are too. But your personal story is a good one. I saw it in an article, I think it was the Jewish News, and I think you said the Arizona Republic wrote an article. You're getting quite the fame.
Quite the fame.
Quite the fame.
I'm not in the post office yet.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
But you did make it to Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Very cool. And anyway, so your personal story is good. Why don't you go through what you think is appropriate for listeners to know about your own personal quest, journey, to lose weight, to get healthy, those type of things.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty much like your typical couch potato type person. Had two kids, two C-sections, moved a few times, made different attempts at getting fit at different times in my life. Kids were in school. I could go exercise. Then I went back to work and had pretty much a desk job, working as a financial advisor in a CPA firm. And boy, they have a lot of good food around tax time. Always, my office was right by the kitchen.
Let me guess, pizza?
Oh, no, everything.
Wow.
Everything.
Cake?
Oh, yes. Cookies, baskets,
Pop-Tarts.
You
can have your cake and eat it too.
They would go to Costco and bring back loads of stuff. But anyway, so you're sitting there and you're eating, and I just got bigger and bigger. And, how life sort of gives you lemons and you make lemonade. I was laid off in the fall of 2009, and so now I had a little more time on my hands. My daughter got married in basically 2 days after I was laid off. It was an interesting time in my life, and when I got the pictures back and I looked at myself in the pictures, I did not look like myself in my mind's eye, and I was really big. So at that point, I decided I was going to do something. So I made several attempts to start losing weight, some of it running, and then I was so big, I hurt my knee. So it took a while, and I ended up losing over 70 pounds. I've kept it off over a 5-year period.
Wow.
I did the P.F. Chang's half marathon, so I checked it off the bucket list. No need to go do it every year.
Gordon and I did the P.F. Chang's menu one and two.
Very funny. And then
Mongolian beef, by the way.
There you go.
I got turned on to triathlons by a college roommate of my daughter, and they needed somebody to run for a relay, and it was the Try for the Cure. So I was like, okay, sure. And so I did the run. Her roommate did the swim. She'd been a competitive high school swimmer, and her mom did the bike. And I just totally fell in love with that. So I did 9 triathlons, sprints, not Ironman. At this point in life, I don't have the time or the body to be able to do that kind of training. That's really like a full-time job. But all along, I had started doing Pilates actually before I was laid off, privately with somebody who taught at Moon Valley Country Club at the time. And so that was something as I went through rehabs and I ended up having knee surgery and losing weight. It just really, really helped me. It helped me getting stronger. It helped me with my knee, especially after the rehab, with flexibility and more range of motion. And I'm fortunate because when people lose a lot of weight, especially over a course of time, you lose a lot of elasticity in your skin, and it's very common that you have big parts of your body with hanging skin.
Oh.
And cosmetic surgeons love to see people like that because they come in and they trim under the arms, they trim, you know, tummy tuck and all that. I was very fortunate because I was doing Pilates and it really just pulled everything in and I didn't have that problem.
Wow, that's
so
a good thing to know.
It was very helpful.
Yep.
And one thing I would say is if there are people looking, you know, if they're losing weight and they're looking at having plastic surgery at some point, it's a great idea to start doing Pilates and start getting a jump on the body they want to have. And I know plastic surgeons encourage people to get into a little shape before they go under the knife because they recover much quicker.
That is that's a great piece of information there because that could save, well, let's put it this way, even though it's cosmetic surgery, any surgery has a risk to it.
Sure.
No doubt about it. Now, when you lost the weight, I'm curious about this. I'm going to mention a few things and tell me how it affected the following, sleep.
Well,
Did you find you needed less sleep?
I need less sleep, yes.
So that's good. And was it better sleep?
Well, I think part of that has to do with change of life. Sometimes not. Sometimes I wake up, I think more.
Ah.
So...
Yeah, that's...
But I don't know that I have better sleep, but I definitely don't need as much sleep.
So it's not always the quantity. The quality is important as well. How about energy?
Definitely have much higher energy. Definitely.
And you notice it. You feel it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I get up now at 5 in the morning to start teaching people at 6.
Oh, wow.
If somebody even a year or two ago had said, oh, you're going to be doing this, I would have thought they're out of their mind. But, yeah, and I will be teaching a bar class today at 5:30 to 6:30.
A bar class? Let's clarify that.
Yeah, it's not the kind you want.
Okay.
It's not the red cup drinking bar.
Yeah, we need to clarify
it's
that.
It's exercise at a ballet bar, yes.
Now, mental focus, how about that? Did you find it changed at all when you lost the weight?
Yes. Yes.
And how would you describe that?
Well, I don't feel fuzzy.
Ah.
I think it all ties in with the feeling energetic, needing less sleep. Your body doesn't need as much to keep it going. You need a lot of calories to move a bigger body around. And one of the things, actually a tool that I used to help me lose and keep weight, I think you'll see that I'm wearing what's called a Fitbit. Now, there's lots of other types of devices, but...
Now, what is that called?
Well, it's a monitor. I wear it as a wristband. When they first came out, you could clip them onto your belt or another garment, and it would track steps. This is more sophisticated. It tracks not only steps, but if I go upstairs, it tracks calories, it tracks sleep. So if I want to see how many times I wake up during the night or how many hours I sleep, I can set it. And then there's apps that you can input calories in, exercise. And so, you know, it's a pretty simple equation. To lose a pound of weight, it's 3,500 calories. So...
Oh.
You know, you just figure 500 calories a day times 7 equals 3,500. Do the math. You're a math guy,
yeah.
Right? So if you want to lose a pound a week, you got to trim out 3,500 calories somewhere.
Yeah, that's
so
sort of
I
cool.
was very diligent about tracking everything in, everything out. And that's one reason I've been able to keep it off. And I love going on to my app and seeing where my weight started and that nice line going all the way down. 70 pounds. So it's motivational.
Where do you get one of those? Do you sell it at the studio?
No, I don't. You can get them Sports Authority, Target, Best Buy, online, Amazon, any of those places. They're coming out with new ones now that have like a built-in heart rate monitor. The very, very upscale ones now have a GPS in it, but I don't need to have that.
A GPS? You know, watches aren't, they're sort of fading out, it seems like. So now.
This is a watch. This has
a watch.
Oh,
it's a watch, too.
Yes.
And
it has, never mind then. Oh, the best part that my husband likes is that there's a silent alarm. So when I'm waking up at 5 in the morning, I set it, and then it vibrates on my wrist. It doesn't wake him up. It wakes my dog up. He knows right away. So he's the secondary. He's the snooze alarm is my dog. But. But yeah, it's a great little gadget.
Now how do you, from a standpoint of you reduce the calories?
Yes.
And the other element as far as losing weight and maintaining or increasing your energy is exercise.
Yes.
And that's the element that your business provides.
It's old-fashioned diet and exercise.
Well, but I understand that. But what I meant from a standpoint of, in my mind, any type of exercise, I mean, makes you feel good because you feel good in a number of different ways. By you know, whether it be running or Pilates or whatever the particular type of exercise.
That's true. Well, I think because the body releases a chemical that's called an endorphin, and that is a chemical that makes your brain feel better, your body feel better. Mm-hmm. But I think also when you're moving, you're lubricating your joints, you have what's called fascia, which is like a netting of tissue between your skin and your muscles. And if you keep that hydrated and supple, you know, as you get older, everything kind of dries out.
Wow.
And so if you keep moving and you keep using your joints and you keep using your muscles, all of that fascia stays lubricated and you move better, you feel better.
That's so
important. No guarantees you're not going to need a hip replacement
right. Because
of years of whatever abuse if you've been a runner or, you know, knee replacement. Thank God we live now and we can have those things done.
Yeah, very,
you're
very important.
You're not crippled for life, you know. So plenty of people come back and then they get back into exercise and they find that Pilates is a fantastic system for them because it's low to no impact.
And we talked about sleep, energy, mental focus. How about attitude and motivation? How did it impact you personally when you lost 70 pounds? Your attitude and motivation. In other words, how did you see life differently?
Well, first of all, I wasn't lugging around a lot more weight. And just the sense of accomplishment, I'd always had this like recurring dream about running. And to be able to run and finish the P.F. Chang's, even though I didn't have like a, you know, Olympic record time, but just to have those kind of accomplishments or even the triathlons, it was very motivating. And another thing is, as you get older, you move into different age groups with all of these races, so there's fewer people you're competing with. So one of the really cool things is really my very first race that I ran, I got a medal. So
wow.
I've got like a nice collection of medals from my races. But in general, you know, I'm self-motivated. I don't need the medal,
right. But
that was like a nice little.
But there's some good accomplishments. And
absolutely.
You know, there was a movie that I really enjoyed. It had one of the most well-known NLP practitioners in it, Tony Robbins. Maybe you've heard of him, best-selling books and so on. And what's interesting, this is a movie called Shallow Hal. Did you ever see that movie?
Yes.
And what's interesting about that movie is the, well, many things, but the impact that, now, she didn't quite lose a lot of weight, but, it, you know, it was a little different type of movie about self-esteem and so on. But how do you think, like, it affects one's self-esteem when you would drop 70 pounds?
Well, okay, so I saw that movie, and Gwyneth Paltrow, I believe, played the woman in this. Well, one thing I find, and I'm very passionate about issues involving seniors in Arizona, too, but when you have any kind of an injury, and let's say you're wearing a cast, or you're in one of those knee scooters, or you're in a wheelchair, or if you're overweight, or if you're elderly, you become invisible to society. People don't look at you the same way as when you are fit and healthy. And I hate to say that, it's a shallow thing to, you know, go with Shallow Hal. So there's a certain, I think, self-esteem that comes when you shed that old invisible persona, and then all of a sudden people are looking at you a lot differently.
And she was interviewed and mentioned how she felt self-conscious when she walked in with her makeup of being so overweight, and she then had a lot more compassion for people because it did have an impact on her, even though she knew it was just a costume.
Well, it's interesting. One of the things that I chose not to have in my studio are mirrors. I have really two mirrors. One is over the bathroom sink, so you could put on your makeup and, you know, brush your hair after you're done working out. And then I have another mirror in front of one piece of equipment. But the hallmark of a lot of studios are walls and walls of mirrors. And a lot of people, what they will do is they'll come in and they'll either look at themselves and say, ugh, I look fat. You know, or I look disgusting. I've heard it. I had people say I had a few mirrors in it early on, and I took them all out. And so I look at my studio as the judgment-free zone. I don't want people looking in the mirror and either gazing at themselves adoringly because they are narcissistic, or I don't want them to look at themselves and then turn it off and dismiss themselves and not give themselves value. Yeah. Because Pilates is a mind-body exercise system. I think it's very important for people to focus on what they're feeling and connecting, say, the instructions, whether it's a class or an individual lesson, connect with their body, with their mind, and not rely on a mirror to give them the feedback.
That's great that you design your studio from that respect. I like that. And let's take another quick break. And when we come back, we will discuss a little bit more specifically the exercises you do in Pilates, because I'm really not sure. I bet, Gordon, you know. You've been to the studio, mm-hmm. right? But I don't know, and I bet some listeners don't know. So we will be right back after these words. And welcome back again. You're listening to the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour every third Monday of the month from 3 to 4. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Gordon Parkman, chairman of the board. This is most interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it's incredible.
It really is. And I think I'm glad we're doing this because I don't think people really know what happens in Pilates. And, of course, our special guest today is Deborah Levinsky, owner of Bella's Body Pilates. And let's talk about that more specifically, some of the exercises that you do, some of the machines you use, like maybe take us through a routine.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, let's say you're just walking in for the first time. It's your first time in the studio. We've got equipment that makes it kind of look like a torture chamber, kind of scary looking. You've got chains hanging off of equipment and springs and pulleys.
Are there people hanging from those chains is the question.
At times, yes, there are. Sometimes it could be you.
Yes. Oh, no.
You better watch out. So the one piece of equipment that I think most people are familiar with is called the Universal Reformer, and it comes in different versions. But basically, you can either lay down on it, you can kneel on it, you can sit on it, you can stand on it, you can be in a lot of different positions. It has springs, and it has pulleys. And so you can adjust the springs for more resistance, or sometimes fewer springs make it harder because it doesn't give you any assistance. So you have to really draw on your core to do all the work. So more springs doesn't necessarily make an exercise more difficult. So typically I have somebody do what's called footwork, and you lay on your back on this platform that slides along. So it's kind of like, if you've gone to a gym and you do these leg machines where you lay on them and you push away the platform and you have leg weights, it's kind of similar in that idea. And so you have your feet in different positions. You're exercising and starting to warm up your feet, your leg muscles. And then we work our way up the body, do pelvis, we do upper body. And we have straps that are attached to ropes at the end, and they go through pulleys, and we can attach the springs in such configuration that you can put your hands in those straps, you can put your feet in the straps, you can do all kinds of stretching, strengthening, balance work is really big. And so we go through a routine that works your whole body. It's total body conditioning. And then once you've done a little bit of that, we have other equipment that we can move you onto. You graduate onto what's called a chair. Doesn't look like a chair you would have, but actually Joseph Pilates invented it for when his clients couldn't come into the studio. It basically is a chair that folded out And it had springs on it and a pedal, and you could sit on it. You could do all kinds of leg work. You could lay down and do full body work, arm work. And then it would fold back up and look like an armchair in your living room.
Wow. So you could take it with you.
Yes. That was the idea. You could do it at home. It was back before this kind of thing was even popular, you know, where people now have treadmills with their, you know, clothes hanging off of it in every house. But so those are two of the more well-known. And then there's the Cadillac or the trapeze table. So when you want to hang off of something, there are all little loops that you can put your hands or feet in. And there's actually a trapeze bar that hangs down with springs. And you can do some fantastic full body exercises. You can get some wonderful traction. I have one client in particular that wants to pay me to come in for the whole hour and just do this one exercise called breathing, where you put your feet up on this trapeze and you get traction. She said she would just lay there the whole time. I said, nuh-uh, sorry. You got to sweat first before you come in and get to relax with that. But yeah, so they're challenging, they're restorative, and very unique.
That is amazing. I had no idea. Now, what's coming to mind as you're describing these machines and exercises is this. Is this a one-on-one thing that you do, or can groups, do you have classes that you can do this? And if so, do you need more than one machine? Is that what you have, or how does it work?
Well, I have a fully equipped studio, so I have enough equipment that if I wanted, I could have small group equipment classes with anywhere from solo, private, which is what I do primarily, two duets, three trios, quartets with four, or even up to six.
And we
could do that. And then I also have group fitness classes. So we talked about the bar classes, the ballet bar classes. I do mat Pilates, which is more of the authentic exercises that were first created.
And that's without machines.
That's without machines, yes. And then I also have a foam roller class. So people are into self-massage, self-care, but you can also use these foam rollers to help build core strength as well. So I just added that to the schedule. I also have a non-Pilates machine that is called the Core Line. It was invented by a South African physical therapist named Jonathan Hoffman. And so that one is used primarily for core and gait training. So a lot of people don't realize they have problems with the way they walk, throws off their balance, throws off their whole body, and then all of a sudden they've got aches and pains in different places. So it's a pretty remarkable piece of equipment, and so I'm very fortunate I have one in my studio.
Now, how would you describe Pilates? Let's say listeners right now are saying, okay, that sounds great, and I'm sure they are. And they go, well, let's see here. There's certain health spas all over the place. I won't mention any of the big names, but they're out there. You know, weights, usually. They have all sorts of types of weights, free weights in the machines. Some of them may have classes, too, spinning classes, whatever. What's the difference, and what would you say about Pilates as compared to these big gyms that some people join but never go?
Well, as one of those people, I'm guilty as charged, although I've had many gym memberships over the years and actually have used from time to time. You get individualized and very personal attention when you come to my studio. Even my studio is different than other Pilates studios in the Valley because I look at the person individually. A lot of the people that come to me have got issues. They're not going to do like a boot camp. They're not going to go to a CrossFit where it's really hardcore. They're throwing tires. They're lifting heavy weights. I really look at a person when they walk in the door. I look at their body. I ask how they're feeling, what's bothering them. Sometimes from week to week or day to day, it changes. And then I can adapt the workout to be more customized for them.
Which is very important because I know at some of these big gyms, one of the complaints, I believe, I'm not saying all the gyms, is that some of the personal trainers are either, you know, brand new or maybe it's not that hard to get certified and they're going through the motions. I like what you said is that you sort of customize and you're there on a personal basis, and I'm sure especially as an owner, you're fully engaged in their regimen.
Well, yes, and I'm also well trained. I've gone through the certification courses, and that's really, for a lot of people, just a jumping off point, but I've completed two major certification courses, and so just to complete those have been more than 600 hours of either student teaching, thesis, self-practice, running studio. I mean, it covers business practices as well as the practical training people. And then I've gone even further and gotten certified with an organization that's internationally recognized that's called the Pilates Method Alliance. So I'm a certified Pilates teacher through that organization, and that had to do with not only finishing the 450-hour plus class, but taking a written exam and passing. It was a pretty difficult exam. So I take what I do very seriously. When I look at somebody in front of me, because I've been on the other side. I've been the person laying on the reformer and had my instructors try to figure out what I needed. So for me, it's an intellectual challenge. I love it.
Well, let's take another quick break, our last break, and then in the final segment, we'll get more into what specifically you do and the health benefits involved. I think that's really important. And we also have an arm wrestle between you and Gordon. No, I'm kidding about that. And this is Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back. Welcome back again. You are listening to the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour every third Monday of the month from 3 to 4. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Chairman of the Board, Gordon Parkman. Gordon, this is really cool stuff. This is very important information.
Yes, it is.
And speaking of important information, what is going on?
What's Chamber going on? Events? There we go.
Get people out, because this is the best chamber in the state of Arizona.
Well, thank you. We believe so, too.
Oh, yes.
I think this coming Thursday, we have our mix and mingle, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Blue Martini on High Street.
And that's at City North, I believe, right?
It's called High Street today.
Oh, it is.
They officially changed the name to High Street.
They did?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Why'd they do that?
I have no idea, other than the main thoroughfare.
Someone must have been high doing that. I don't know. So it's not City North anymore.
It's High Street.
Wow, how funny.
Yeah. And
parties must go on there.
I guess. Then we have our... next lunch will be on the 27th, and that'll be at Valley Luna, the one over on Cave Creek.
That's a nice place. I've been there many times.
It's incredible. It's been there for a long, long time, and really a
family owned.
Yes.
Nice people. I met some of them.
It's an incredible place. They have incredible food. It'll be a great place to meet people. February second Tuesday. The first Tuesday in February, we have our breakfast. That'll be at Moon Valley Cafe.
Is that like a networking event? Or
well, all of them are like in a fashion networking events. and the most important thing coming up is our golf tournament.
Yeah, definitely.
April 25th. And that's at Moon Valley Country Club.
Nice. Great course.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, Moon Valley's such a great scenery. I mean, the sunsets are amazing if you're there.
Well, the other part, too, if you come out to our lunches, which are the second Tuesday of the month, you get to sit and have great food, meet great people, and look out over a great golf course. I mean, the scene, as you saw last week when we were there, it was incredible. Golf tournament, April 25th. Early bird, save 10%. Mm. Got to register and pay by the end of January.
Gotcha. So that's coming up.
Like about 13 days.
It's
less than that.
Yeah.
12 days.
So 19th. Yeah, 12 days.
We have, we're looking to sell out, which would be 144 golfers.
Oh, nice.
And it's always a great time. And it's all for this year. One of the key beneficiaries is March of Dimes, but we will also be putting money into the Chamber Scholarship. Fund, which is at Paradise Valley Community College. And it's a scholarship fund for members if they want to go to a class or so forth. We've just recently set it up, so we're finalizing the whole process and whatever. But it is it's an opportunity for members of the chamber to get some help with continuing their own education.
Which is so important, no doubt about it. And well, that's great. A lot of good events coming up, and definitely get out there, meet some nice people. And of course, networking isn't about selling. It's about what you can do when you meet someone, how you can help others.
To me, it's all about building relations, and it's all about how do we help each other grow our business.
Yeah, and North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce is the model of success in doing that. And our special guest today is Deborah Levinsky, owner of Bella's Body Pilates. And we talked a lot so far about Pilates and your background and your own story. And, of course, they can hear a replay of this whole show on BreakRadioShow.com under Archives. Go to North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce and click on that, and you can hear this over and over. You won't want to miss this great information.
You won't have any sleep problems after that.
That'll be great. And anyway, let's talk a little bit more in this final segment about the programs you have, the packages that you have, the health benefits that you're striving to get. And why don't you start with some of the programs that you have?
Okay. Well, if you're brand new and you want to try it out, see if you like it, I have a come and have three private 55-minute lessons for $99.
Oh, that's good.
Which is really a smoking deal. And I come in, you come in, I give an evaluation and put you through the paces on a few pieces of equipment, see if you like it, see if I, you know, if we click. And I can put somebody either into a class with somebody else or continue individually. It's up to them. I also have group fitness classes pretty much every day of the week. Some of the classes involve ballet bar. So, but I suppose men could do this too.
Well, for I bet flexibility and strength.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So with the Bella Body Bar classes, what we do is the first 20 minutes, 25 minutes after a little warm-up, we do what in ballet would be called pliés, what the guys would call squats, with different configurations with your feet, your legs. We do stretching. We do a section with light weights for the arms. I do have some heavier ones for some people who are used to using heavier weights. And then the last segment, we're down on the mat, and we do a lot of core exercises and some more exercises for the glutes, the seat, and the legs. So it moves pretty quickly, too. It's set to music, and people love those. They become addicted to those classes, and it's low to no impact. There's no jumping around. I also have the mat Pilates classes, which is an authentic style of Pilates. And for that, you're going to be mostly laying on your back, and you're going to be working your abs like you've never worked them before.
Mm.
I do have different types of props and things that can help assist people who may have trouble as far as if they can pull themselves up from a sit-up or doing what in Pilates would be called a roll-up. And then the last class that I offer on a regular basis is this foam roller class. And so we use those to help with balance, flexibility, and self-massage, which a lot of people are looking for. They have a lot of tension in their upper body or their low back bothers them, so I show them how they can help relieve those symptoms. I also have golf and Pilates packages. I personally am a golfer, and I found that doing these exercises on a regular basis has taken probably about 10 strokes off my game over the last year or so, which is a lot. And I'm not a scratch golfer by any means, but I have definitely moved my handicap down. And so a lot of what we do works in the planes of rotation, side bending, forward bending, extension. And those are all great ways that a golfer can strengthen themselves and have better flexibility. They'll have a smoother swing and better balance.
That's good, because this is the golf capital of the world, I'll
Absolutely.
Tell you that.
Coming up next week, you better believe it.
Yes.
Is it the Phoenix Open again?
Yeah.
Waste
and
management.
And I forgot to get media passes again?
Waste management.
I thought you were going to give me some passes.
I know. I
Aren't we going to sit at the 16th hole and throw beer cans at Tiger Woods this year?
Oh, he's going to play.
He's back. Coming.
He's
yes,
coming
he
back.
Is.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad. I mean... Yeah,
but if you throw beer cans, then he won't come back.
No, we'd get thrown out. We would be sitting in the Scottsdale jail, I think.
We have to find out if our friends Arizona Rattlers are going to have their imitation football field. Last couple years they have. I'll have to check that out. Maybe we can get in that way and say, hey, guys, we cover the Rattlers quite a bit. Now, we only have, about 3 minutes left. So real quickly, the discipline aspect of this is also makes this very beneficial, knowing that they're accountable, they're going to come whatever time intervals they come to. That's I think, a really important part, because you're like a personal trainer and instructor, and I think that's probably an important feature.
Well, Dave, it's like anything. The more you do it, the better you get at it.
Yeah.
So it's like either playing an instrument or doing a radio show. You know, if you're doing it once a year as opposed to doing it every day, so with Pilates, it's the same thing. If somebody comes once a week for a lesson, they're definitely going to get benefit from it. If they come three times a week, they're going to see a lot more benefit. So it's really a great exercise system. And as you get more comfortable with it and you see the progress, you're more encouraged to continue.
And what you put in is what you get back.
You
I totally
it.
Agree. Let's get some contact information, phone numbers, websites, whatever you feel is important.
Okay. Well, you can always call me, 602-318-5068. I take calls. You can always text me. And my email is deb, at bellabodypilates.com. That's BELLABODY, Pilates, PILATES.com. So those are two different ways that you can contact me. You can go to my website, which is also www.bellabodypilates.com. So, and I'm sure you can always contact me through the chamber. I'm a proud member of the chamber since last spring. I have a little membership page that was set up as well, so you can contact
me
many different ways.
A lot of different options. And Gordon, real quick, contact information on the chamber and yourself.
Yep. The contact information.
Well, I think it's probably NorthPhoenixChamberCommerce.com is what I'm going to say.
NorthPhoenixChamber.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, .com. And on the website, it lists all our events, future, and when they're coming up, gives you all information, provides a great opportunity to go. If you're looking for someone, there's a great member directory that you'll be able to find the right kind of people. To me, that's really the whole business about doing business with other like business folks is incredible.
How do they get in touch with you?
My company, Achieve Results Consulting. My phone number is 602-509-1886. G Parkman at AchieveResultsConsulting.com. And the website is www.achieveresultsconsulting.com.
And Deborah Levinsky, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you,
it's
Dave.
Been a pleasure and honor.
And Gordon.
Gordon, always a pleasure seeing you
thank
as
you.
Well.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
And, again, we'll be on next month with some lucky member of the Phoenix.
Right.
North Phoenix Chamber
well,
of Commerce.
That's an added benefit of being a member.
No doubt about it. And we'll see everyone Saturday, of course, on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Breakthrough Entertainment and Real Hockey Talk, Breakthrough Sports. Make sure you listen on the AM dial. Have a good night.